Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Hanukkahs, the other one, and the other one, and the other one, and all the rest of the holidays. I hope everybody's doing a good time. We don't want to forget the Chinese New Year, which is coming up in a little while, too, you know. Let's be politically correct. Merry Christmas.
Perfect. Exactly.
And guess who? It's Fish and Frank.
Nice.
I got Robert here with me today. Oh, it's a heck of a day. A wonderful day of the neighborhood. Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
Oh, the crowd loves you, Robert.
Yeah, I got a nice touch.
They like it. You know, our studio audience is some great folks here. You know, they just have a hard time. Come on, calm down. I know. Okay, no, that's it. Everybody, that's right. Sit down. All right. Thank you, guys. And what's up with the fishing world today, Robert?
Fishing's been really, really good out there. You just got to move around a lot. You know, the water has been warm. We got a front coming. I mean, every week it's been cooling down a little bit more and a little bit more, and the fish are starting to stabilize a little bit and also showing up in their wintertime spots, which has been real good. But they definitely are still moving around a whole lot and can't figure out where totally to stage up. So it's been kind of frustrating for some people.
All right. But to be quite honest, you can go up by 75. There's whiting on the bottom. If you've got a depth finder, just follow the main channel up through to I-75. And every time it gets 2 feet, 3 feet deeper than the surrounding area, just throw a couple pieces of shrimp on the bottom. You're going to catch some whiting. If you get up around the backside up there on where the flat part of I-75 is, if you're coming from the harbor, go under the bridge, make the first left between the islands, come back around that flat side, just drift with a piece of shrimp and a split shot, and you're going to catch silver trout and whiting and all kinds of stuff up there. It's a nice activity thing. If you're going to take some kids out, it's a great place to go because there's a lot of fish whacking, and you can drift. You don't have to do a lot of casting. And while I really enjoy having kids on the boat, I really don't like a lot of casting when kids are on the boat.
Exactly.
You know, they're wonderful, except they get so excited. Next thing you know, there's hooks all over everybody.
Same thing's going on over in PGI and the Port Charlotte canals. You know, they're doing really good there at the entrances of them. Not fabulous up inside, but just on the outside edge of the channels. All those fish are kind of staging up there, wanting to move in, but can't quite figure out what to do. So it seems like that first 100 to 200 yards of each canal is producing a variety of fish.
Well, you know, in East Spring Lake, where the boat ramp is there, the West Spring Lake, not East Spring, but West Spring Lake boat ramp, the Edgewater boat ramp, if you put in there and you go around the backside of that island, is you're standing at the boat ramp, look out on the water, you're going to see an island out in front of you. Just go on the other side of that and just drift across there. Again, just a shrimp and a hook. I do use a live shrimp on the hook. I don't use the pieces there. And just a hook and a split shot, or maybe a popping cork, 3 feet of line and a shrimp. And there's ladyfish and trout back up in Spring Lake up there right now. And there's also some jacks back up in there.
Yeah.
And so
it's nice to see the jacks coming back finally this year.
Well, they're such a commercial fish. They're worth so much money when they're commercially caught. Now, Josh Olive on the water line is doing that trout tournament on the 11th. The guy comes, I don't like to see people killing trout like that. I said, bud, they're commercial fish.
Yeah.
He's like, what? I said, they commercially net them. They commercially catch them. I said, this whole tournament isn't going to amount to what one commercial take for an hour is.
Right.
And he's like, really? I didn't know you'd catch those commercially.
And just because you release fish in a release tournament doesn't mean that they live. Yeah. I've watched Flipper kill more fish out there. I've watched more fish die from the stress of being transported and everything else.
Just catching and releasing kills fish.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. But at least this is going to good cause.
And it's about the family. It's about family fun. There's no major boats that are being given away as prizes. No huge paycheck. The people have forgotten.
They got some pretty expensive rods and reels.
No,
I'm telling you what, there's like
there's
a few thousand dollars worth of prizes being given out.
There absolutely is, but it kind of is frustrating that people forget that you have been a father figure to me and have taken me out fishing and shown me some of the most phenomenal experiences.
Thank you, my son. My nanny,
my mother, my father took me out fishing. You know, we're involved in this because we love the outdoors.
The best story about you I like is little kid going to go do a baseball thing.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was like probably 4 or 5 years old. And they go, going to be all excited to go to do baseball. And then see somebody over there catching a fish. And I ain't doing that baseball. I want to go fishing.
Yes, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I would have rather fished than play baseball.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And ever since then, been hooked. You know, and that's what this tournament is kind of based on, getting back involved with the family and going out and having an event and having a good time. And it also benefits with the food or the fish being donated and all that. That's just an added bonus.
But I just, a lot of people don't realize how many of our fish, like Jack Crevel, sea trout,
Spanish mackerel, cobia,
pompano.
Pompano.
Oh, God, they get big bucks for those. I mean, when they repealed the gill net, and they were out here gill netting, the price of pompano dropped so drastically because they were bringing in so many by the ton. Because once you can use a gill net around these shores, they're just rape and pillage time. And the funniest part about it is the price goes down so low, and because they're going to catch so many, and then once the fish thin out, like in people always want to wax nostalgic about years ago. I can tell you for a fact, there were no fish in the Upper Harbor in 93 and 94. By 1993, 1994, no one fished the 41 bridge. There was no mackerel up here. There was no sheephead. There was no nothing up here. You had to go south towards the intercoastal to find fish.
Yeah.
It was just netted out. And I will say on defense of the commercial fishermen, it wasn't them. It's the part-time commercial fishermen, the plumber, the electrician, the lawyer, whoever that goes out and does it as a side job to make extra money. They're the ones that, you know, a few full-time commercial fishermen, they take a lot of fish, and it's a problem, but not like the part-timers. The part-timers, all they're interested in is another dollar in their wallet, and they don't care if there's any left for next year.
Yeah, it's all about greed. They aren't looking at the future of it at all.
And I will say most commercial fishermen know that if you wipe them out, you're not going to be able to make a living the next year.
Right.
So I'm not going to blame that no fish up here, but with the gear they had, the stop nets, the gill nets.
It was just super, super efficient at catching fish.
Yeah, it was just, it was way too easy to catch a lot of fish, and they just emptied us out. So anybody who wants to think about historical and good fishing, you want to avoid, you know, if you could go back in a time machine, avoid the, you know, middle of the 1990s here, there was very few fish. You could fish for 2 weeks and not catch redfish. But nobody did. Nobody fished for redfish back then.
Yeah.
I've got thousands. We've got 1,500 pictures on our website. We got another 1,500 waiting to go up that I haven't scanned yet. And there's like 3 pictures of redfish. They're all snook and trout and cobia and all these other fish, sharks. But, you know, it's just weird how. And then you don't want to go back to the early 1970s either, because they were doing the big phosphate mine up the river. They took a bulldozer and opened up the sludge ponds and killed 98% of everything in the Peace River and Charlotte Harbor. Wiped out, we had a native sturgeon population, wiped out 98% of all the life here, and 4 or 5 different species went extinct. So there's a lot of times in history you really wouldn't have wanted to go back to. Right now it's pretty darn good. There's no gill nets, there's none of this other stuff, and we got a lot of fish.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of fish. I would say since I've lived here, the 2001 sticks out to me as some of the best fishing I ever had. And I don't know why that is, but I think I was on the top of my charter game then, and just really kicking butt on the charters. But I caught so many fish. I would come back, and I can remember weeks going by, my hands were just bleeding from handling so many fish.
Oh, yeah. And that was one of those years where it wasn't just one species in a cycle. It was
everything.
Every species was at the top of the cycle. There was tarpon, there was cobia, there was shark. I mean, the snook were off the chain. Redfish were doing phenomenal. I mean, it usually every year there's that one fish that's on the top of the cycle where it's banner, and then there's always those couple fish that are on the bottom of the cycle that are crappy. And that particular year had
PG rated show, by the way, folks. It's okay. I agree with you. But I want to say we're probably 75-80%. The fishing as some of the best years I've ever seen here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really a lot of fish. So that's good news. Let's try and pinpoint something for somebody to do today. Where are we going to send somebody? Now, I told a guy about fish. There's been a lot of redfish in the West Spring Lake, East Spring Lake canals. And they're a little tricky to find. You got to work just the corners of the where one canal meets the other canal.
Yes. A lot of moving water and pinch points to stage up to push the bait through and ambush spots.
Yeah. So where East Spring Lake meets West Spring Lake, there's been a lot of redfish right there. Now, there is trout in some in the Sunrise Waterway, and I know there's been actually quite a few up in West Spring Lake. But if you were going to go over, like, to the mouth of Alligator Creek, there's so many fish there. Rattle traps, kicking butt, quarter-ounce rattle traps.
Yeah.
And jigs, I think because you can get them deep.
Yeah, deep is a real good key right now, especially with these last few low tides that we've had with this last full moon. A lot of those fish are still sitting down in that deeper water where it seems to be more stable temperature-wise. And even the salinity is a little higher because, I mean, we've still got enough fresh water in the ground that the fresh water is still affecting the harbor as a whole.
Now, so Kale's finding river shad up on the Peace River, and they're all hugging right at the surface. You can see them.
Even in my canal. I haven't seen them for about 5-6 days now, but a week ago they were in the canal.
Yeah, but they're up there dying. When he's leaving the house, he went out and he saw a big school of river shad, and they were all laying right at the surface trying to grab that last little bit of fresh water. And so it's really thinning out. We're getting some good salt. Your shrimp are going to live great in the canal right now.
Yeah.
For as far as if I was going to go to Alligator Creek, I'd either take a tandem jig or, I hate to say it, but the new Savage Shrimp, that Savage Gear Shrimp is actually doing really well.
A lot of really good reports on that. I'm kind of curious to try it out myself.
Yeah, I haven't fished it yet. It's, actually not my kind of lure.
Not mine either.
It's selling well. I mean,
plus I'm just a DOA fan, so I'm kind of stubborn that way.
Yeah, I mean, I throw the DOAs. It's what I do. You know, isn't it booger to get old? Yeah. I mean, this is what I use. I know this is what I want. You know?
Yep. Well, it's confidence. But confidence is the best thing in your tackle box. You know, trying something new every now and then is not a bad thing, but sometimes it's really hard to get to that direction.
Yeah, but when you're up inside the creek, just anchor off one side or the other. So the boats can get around you. You know, always be nice and stay away from, you know, where people are going to be running their boats. Don't make them zigzag. You do just as well by anchoring over on the side. And cast out in that deeper water, but let your lure sink. Get it down there. I mean, that Alligator Creek area there, I'd say that's about 8 feet deep on the average in most of those deeper bends.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to count to five. When I see the splash of the lure, I'm counting to five before I start bringing it in. I'm going to let it get down there because the bigger trout, the more trout are down deeper in that creek.
Right. And plus, if you're getting it real close to the bottom, you got a better chance of those flounder or those pompano that like to hug along the edges and right on the bottom to catch the little critters.
So, well, anyway, we're going to probably wrap this up. And you've got family in Arizona. And, I mean, your family's scattered all over the country, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, why don't you start wishing some Merry Christmases?
Merry Christmas to everybody out there, not just my immediate family, but everybody.
No, this is the time we can be greedy. We own the station. We can actually do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hi.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to my mother. I wish I could be there, she could be here, but everyone else have a good Merry Christmas and enjoy your family.
Now you say hi to your sister.
Hello, Sabrina. How was that?
Nieces, nephews, anything like that?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them. There's too many to list. I'm number one out of 43 grandkids on my mom's side alone. So really, do you want me to go down that list?
Okay. Well, unfortunately, the producer there, he's got the music going. They're telling us we got to get out of here.
Merry Christmas to you, Frank.
Merry Christmas, Robert. And to everybody else, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. We'll be back with more wishing, more radio fishing. You know, I did that show for so many years.
I know.
Yeah,
and it was fun.
So, anyway, this is Fishing Frank, Radio Fishing. We'll catch you in the next one.